Mike DeGubin and Maranatha. Welcome, beloved, to a few more moments of Bible study together as we look into the Word of God and consider this subject of rejection that has impacted the lives of every human being on the face of the earth, because Adam and Eve rejected God's Word and did not obey the Word of the Lord. And thus sin entered into the world, and death came by sin, and death has passed upon all men, because all have sinned. We've all been impacted by this subject of rejection, and presently we're talking about Jacob, and the rejection that Jacob showed forth to his father, to his brother, to his uncle, and the impact that it had upon his life, and how that rejection impacts our lives as well. And so we're in the book of Genesis, chapter 27. And we're considering an act of rejection and deceit that Jacob is performing on his father, and his mother's part in encouraging this and bringing it about, because she wants Jacob to have the blessing that belongs to Esau. And so they both are rejecting and taking advantage of Isaac's blindness and inability to see in order that he would bless Jacob rather than Esau. And thus we see that Rebekah had sent Jacob out, his mother had sent him to go out and to kill a lamb and to allow her to fix the lamb the way that Isaac loved it. And in the meantime, she dressed him in Esau's clothes, and she took the fur or the skin of the animal and put it around his arms and around his hands, because Esau was a hairy man, Jacob was a smooth man. And now Jacob is in the presence of Isaac, his father, and notice what he has told his father in verse 18 of Genesis 27. He came unto his father and said, "My father," and he said, "Here am I. Who art thou, my son?" And Jacob said unto his father, "I am Esau, thy firstborn." Here he's rejecting the truth from being given to his father. He's deliberately lying and deceiving his father. "I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, set and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me." And Isaac said unto his son, "How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." Now he's going to bring God in on his deception and on his rejection. And Isaac said unto Jacob, "Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not," because his voice sounds like Jacob's, and he doesn't understand, and he's not convinced that this is Esau. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and he said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. And he said, "Art thou my very son Esau?" And he said, "I am." Here again he openly lied to his father in his deception and in his cunning craftiness, in his rejection of the truth. And thus we see he said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee." And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, "Come near me now, and kiss me, my son." Isaac is still not convinced that this is Esau. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, "See, the smell of my son is the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven, and of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. And let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee, Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had brought savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me, and I have eaten all before thou camest, and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, thy brother came with deceit, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him, and what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Thus we see the deceit and the cunning and the deception. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above, and by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father had blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise, and flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran. And thus we see rejection begetting rejection. He rejected Esau two times from receiving that which was rightfully his. Now Esau is going to kill him. This is Esau's plan. As soon as his father dies, he's going to kill Jacob. And thus we see Rebekah now experiencing the result of her rejection of her husband by having to let her son, whom she loves, flee from her presence for fear that he will be put to death. Thus we see Jacob goes to Uncle Laban. And if you'll turn with me, Genesis 29, we will notice again Jacob and his cunning with his uncle and what transpires there. Verse 1 of Genesis 29, Then Jacob went on his journey and came unto the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it, for out of the well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. And Jacob said unto them, My brethren, whence be ye? And they said, Of Haran are we. And he said unto them, Know ye Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said unto them, Is he well? And they said, He is well, and behold, Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep. And he said, Lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot until all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth. Then we will water the sheep. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near, and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel, and lifted up his voice, and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was his father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, Surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel, and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, It is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days, for the love that he had for her. And thus we see Jacob coming to Laban and desiring to marry Rachel. And Laban agrees, If you'll work for me for 7 years, then I will allow you to marry Rachel, for it's better that I give her to you than to some other man. And so what's going to transpire? What's going to happen? So far it looks like Jacob's dealing fairly with his uncle. And is he going to reject his uncle? Well, join us again next time, and we'll consider what the Word says. Till then, goodbye.